You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio, a show from 93.9 FM, CICK, located in Smithers, British Columbia.
Stop the streets with thin lips, chill, pins, lips, aimless, swell, you're totally precious, dressed to kill.
The Hag by Midnight Peg. What's going on, everybody? You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. This is hour number two. So let's kick it off the way we ended the last one. How about that? You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. The show is based on CICK, Smithers Community Radio, here in Smithers, BC. That is 93.9 FM. You can also hear it on 90.1 FM, CJSF, 90.3 FM, CKUT. Sorry, that first one's in Burnaby. That second one there is in Montreal. 88.3 CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta. 88.7 CFUR in Prince George, BC. And 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, Ontario. I am on five days a week. I need a Thursday and a Friday spot. So if you are listening to this and you know your local radio station or have a different local radio station that would want to air this show on a Thursday or a Friday, hit me up, Syrup Moose Radio or syrupmooserecords@gmail.com. If you want to know more about the show or what I'm up to in my other endeavors, of which there are too many, go to themarsh.ca. I'm going to read you my projects tab here. Music, I make music as Megafauna, as Grum Trencher, and as Venereal. Other projects, I have this, Syrup Moose Radio. I have What Even Is This, which is a Tumblr blog that showcases the weird and wonderful and experimental and the music that doesn't really have a home otherwise. And I like to showcase it. The Marsh Pro Wrestling is a stream that I do and also post on YouTube, where I've created a fantasy wrestling universe in the game WWE 2K25 and populated it with characters and wrestlers that I like, and do my best not to promote WWE. But it's fun, I think. I've got like three shows that I put up a week. My schedule is inconsistent, but I also don't care because it is not a priority. I also work with Holy Forest Design. We do album art and make sure that people aren't using AI for their album art. Don't use AI for your album art. And I also run Syrup Moose Records, which currently is in hiatus but may be coming back in 2026. So isn't that fun? And those are the active projects for me. It's possible that it's too many. Plus, I got live shows. You can come and see Megafauna live. Next time you can do that is September 20th, Prince Rupert, BC, Port City Spirits, 9 p.m. It's a free show. I'm doing two sets, one live, one DJ, and I hope you'll come out and dance and have some fun. Yeah, I think it's going to be good. Should be good. Also, I'm only like a couple away from episode 100 of this show. What the hell am I going to do for that? If you got ideas for a 100th episode special, let me know. Maybe I feel like I've got to do episode 100 in the studio. That might be complicated too. Oh, well, we'll figure it out. We're going to listen to some Keening. We're going to just blast through a bunch of music this hour. I hope you enjoy it. This song by Keening is called Fathers Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Capable of Hindsight. Very funny. And I got music coming up from David Byrne and all kinds of stuff. So let's just keep things plugging along. And let's, of course, start with this one from Keening. Enjoy.
Sometimes I picture you with straight knees, stiffened upper lip and bleary eyes, wiping away your little tears like you would mine. I picture you with outstretched hands, searching for a love that wouldn't come, an empty jar in time, an infinitude.
Thank you. Thank you.
A little block there for you. We had just now Fleshwater with Green Street, and reading that name 100 times, it has lost all meaning, but also I have decided that it must be a reference to the 2000 hit Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water. Maybe it isn't. Who cares? Before that, you heard Tame Impala with Loser. Portugal the Man with Denali, and of course Keening, Fathers Do Not Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Capable of Hindsight. Next one I'm going to play, I'm actually very excited about, and I wasn't sure that I was going to be. This is, the song is called End of You, and if you don't know, let me tell you. This is a wild collaboration between Poppy, who is a kind of experimental artist turned metal artist over a very bizarre... Google Poppy. There's a lot of backstory there. Amy Lee from Evanescence and Courtney LaPlante from Spirit Box and also from I Wrestled a Bear Once. They have teamed up to make this track, and I checked it out just this morning, and I love it. I'm really glad that it turned out to be as good as it is. And we're going to play that next because... yeah, that's what we're going to do. So here it is, folks. End of You by Poppy, Amy Lee, and Courtney LaPlante. God, I hope there's an album to come from this. Anyway, here we go.
I toil in silence, don't know where my mind is, numb from the shock of it all. Cut myself open, but I wasn't broken. Tried to fix what wasn't wrong. Can you feel it taking over? I know I'm not alone. If I must go, the way you should drag me out. When every lie was kept so close, burned by the game for what I chose. Now you're tossing and turning, I'm pulling the plug on my dreams. The end of you is the start of life for me. How is that to know? Crystalline castles turn to dust in the palm of your hand. But I'm wide awake this time, burning down to find nothing inside. Can you feel it taking over? I feel it creep.
Poppy, Amy Lee, and Courtney LaPlante, End of You. Oh, it's good. And also, if it made you nostalgic to go back and listen to that Evanescence album, yes, that one, I can tell you it holds up. I was surprised. I went back and listened to it not that long ago because I realized that wrestler Christian Cage actually uses an Evanescence song as his entrance music. He doesn't credit it as such, which I think is bullshit, Christian, but whatever. Evanescence album slaps. Go back, check it out, and you'll see that I am correct. We are going to play next a little David Byrne. Talking Heads' own David Byrne has released a solo album, I guess. And we're going to check it out. I expect it to be weird as hell. My knowledge of the Talking Heads is limited, but I am aware of their significance and value, and probably is a blind spot I should eventually correct. But in the meantime, this song is called My Apartment Is My Friend by David Byrne, featuring the Ghost Train Orchestra. And let's see what we're in for here, folks. I hope you enjoy it. All right, let's go.
My triumphs and my shame, the things that no one knows, the moments that we shared. So forgive me if I hesitate, if a tear comes now and then. You stood by me. Forget